Hi, one of the biggest errors you can make in your business is to spend all your time just working in it and not enough time thinking about it. You know, when we coach entrepreneurs from all kinds of industries, we see the same mistake being made all the time. People are grinding it out, working really hard at their office, but not setting time aside each week to think about new strategies, to think about new opportunities, to think how they're performing. And as a result, their rate of improvement and their rate of wealth creation is actually very slow. So what I want to do today is take you through 8 really powerful questions that you can ask yourself and should allocate half an hour each week to asking yourself that can transform your business and take it to an entirely new level. So here are the 8 questions that can transform your business. Question 1 is, what am I doing well? You know, so few people focus on what they're doing well. They just look for the 1 or 2 things that they're doing badly. But there's as many lessons to be learned by seeing what you're doing well as it is focusing on the handful of stuff that isn't working. So really spend some time going, okay, I do this well, I do this well, I do this well. And look at that and see if you can make any improvements. And also use it to give yourself some confidence. You know, we can often beat ourselves up, but if we remind ourselves that we are doing quite a few good things each and every week, it fills us with an enormous amount of confidence about the future. Question 2 is, what can I do better? Isn't it amazing how even intelligent entrepreneurs will go months without asking this question? They'll work really hard, they'll try really hard, but they won't examine their performance and look for ways to improve it. Just ask yourself, what could I do better? And what actions can I take as a result of that? Okay, question 3 is, what should I do more of? You know, there's a lot of stuff that's working in your business. Maybe you should do more of it. A lot of people just leave what's working alone, where they could double the amount of time they're spending on things that are working, or triple the amount of time they're spending on things that are working, and get an enormous amount of extra wealth as a result. Correspondingly, the next question is, what should I do less of? You know, don't keep doing the same stuff that isn't working, whether it's how you're treating your staff or what you're doing to get customers or what you're doing in your sales presentation or what you're doing with your marketing that isn't working. What should you do less of? Don't put up with things that aren't working. Pull them back or eradicate them. The next question that can transform your business is, what should you stop doing? So what should you entirely prevent happening in your business? And the question that stems from that is, what should you start doing? Are there totally new directions that you should go in? Totally new products or services that you should offer? Totally new positionings for your company in the marketplace that you should test out? What should you start doing? And question 7 is, how can I 10x my business? How can I increase it 10 times in size? Now, most people will think that's impossible, but it's such a powerful question to ask because it forces you to think in new ways. Now, the truth is, many of you will go on to increase your business 10 times. The question is when and how. So ask yourself that question each and every week. What could I do to increase my business 10 times? And just stay with the potentiality of the answers that you have. And then finally, the 8th question that I believe you should ask yourself each and every week is, who should I reach out to? Who should I reach out to? You know, business success is as much to do with connections as it is to do with work. What suppliers should you reach out to? What potential clients should you reach out to? What potential joint venture partners should you reach out to? What potential new staff who currently work in other firms should you reach out to? Just keep a reach out list and make sure you spend at least a few minutes each week reaching out to the people who matter, because it'll make an enormous impact on your business. So there's 8 powerful questions that you can ask and hopefully will ask yourself each and every week. Just set 30 minutes in your calendar to ask those questions. And what you're gonna find is each and every week, you're gonna get new answers and empowering strategies that stem from them to take your business to another level and to bring in a whole lot more money than you've ever previously earned. These questions are very, very powerful, and they deserve to be utilized each and every week.